Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these Pebbles of Truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at www.pebblesoftruth.com. Well, it's Christmas Eve, and if your house is like mine, there's a lot of activity, excitement, and anticipation for tomorrow morning because kids are naturally drawn to those gifts hiding under the tree, and the challenge we have as parents is to help our children embrace that true meaning of this very special day. We're going to talk about that today. Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature of House on the Rock Family Ministries. We've been chatting about the importance of family traditions as a way of sharing our family's God story during this Christmas season. And if you've missed any of those programs, go out to pebblesoftruth.com and give a listen. Well, Bruce, here we are, the night before Christmas, and all through the house.
Chaos was reigning and scared every mouse.
There you go.
You know, Jeff, as we were reflecting the other day on the story of Christmas in our leadership study, we saw that there was some drama, some chaos in the Christmas story, even that first Christmas, and shepherds were startled by the heavenly host, and they ran to the village of Bethlehem shouting about what they had heard and what they had seen, and they were looking for the baby kind of door to door who was wrapped in swaddling clothes. And,
yeah, crazy scene.
Yeah, when they finally got there to the manger, they share with Mary and Joseph all that the heavenly host had shared with them and told them, and Luke says that Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And today I want us to take a minute and ponder on those words for just a minute.
Well, that's great, Bruce, but are you going to ponder out loud?
Yeah, that might be helpful since we're on the radio, Jeff. But, you know, that word ponder means to think deeply about. And Mary must have wondered, why did God choose me? And she marveled at how Joseph could love her and the baby, even though it wasn't his, and how all the details happened that God said were going to happen, and it just fell into place so perfectly. And boy, she just wondered how this little baby was going to be the savior of the world. And you know, as we go through this coming week of having our legacy children at home and the perfect stage for reflecting on this Christmas story, I want all of us who are listening to today as parents and grandparents to ponder the impact of Christmas on our lives. You know, how has the coming of Jesus to earth impacted our personal stories? How has it impacted the families that we grew up in? And how is it making a difference in the families that we're trying to create? And these are things that you want to eventually share with your children. And Jeff, you know that recently I lost my mom, and
right, and
in preparing for her memorial service, I realized how very little I knew about her personal life story, about her mom and dad and her brothers, and how she came to Christ and how she met my dad. And, you know, no one ever shared those stories, let alone preserved her life history for us. And I'm really feeling that void now as I'm trying to put my family story together for my two boys and our granddaughter. And, you know, let me challenge us, all of us that are listening, to ponder these things. How has God's story, how has his gift of this baby to reconcile man to God impacted your family story? And I'm going to challenge you to write it down and tell it to your children. And those words treasure and ponder give us the idea that Mary held these memories close to her heart and burned them into her memory. And, you know, in today's culture, Jeff, scrapbooking is a way that we can treasure and remember.
My family's big in that.
Yeah, and this might be a fun activity to do with your kids, to do some scrapbooking about your family God story.
Ooh, that's a scary idea, Bruce. You know, five boys, family pictures, scissors.
Yeah, it's a good point, and we'll have to have age appropriate here, but if our kids can't handle that type of activity, another great way of burning these things into their hearts is through the repetition of telling stories. And maybe you can tell a family faith story at night before you go to bed. Your kids do go to bed, don't they, Jeff?
Well, that would be good, and yes, they do. Yeah, that would work for us.
And you tell some stories every now and then?
Yes, we like to do that.
Okay, so you and Janine could share some of the Christmases of your past, of how you grew up with that anticipation for the gifts under the tree, and how you both met Jesus, and how you met each other, and you probably have a week or two or three or four of family God stories that your boys would love to hear over and over again. And it's a great way to help all of you and your family to ponder and treasure that greatest Christmas gift ever received.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And I hope all of us listening will take some time to ponder and to treasure the God story in our lives and to share it with our legacy kids. On behalf of all of us here at House on the Rock, we wish you and your family a very blessed Christmas. And until next week,
let's keep building our house on the Rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at www.pebblesoftruth.com.